Riya means showing off and pretending to do good actions. An act that was supposed to be for the sake of Allah has turned into an intention to achieve fame, respect, or status among people. Riya is a form of shirk. That is because people begin to do acts of worship with their intention being not just for Allah, but for others. Riya can sometimes be hard to find, and unless we reflect on ourselves, we might never know it is there. Riya within us can be broken down into three levels. Level 1 is the most obvious. It occurs when someone does not have Allah in their intention of worship whatsoever. It is when someone does an act of worship and shows it off in front of people and will not do this act if they are in private and have no need to pretend. For example, someone may be praying as normal, but when someone sees them praying, they make their sujood longer. They recite a nicer melody, but in reality, they would never have done this when they are alone. Level 2 is a bit more hidden. The intention begins as an act to seek nearness to Allah, but will change when in the presence of people. The presence of people will give someone energy and motivation to get up and do that act of worship. For example, someone may perform Salat al-Ghufayla here and there, depending on their spiritual inclination, but with true intention. But if they're in Jama'ah prayer, out of fear of being called lazy by others, they will always get up and do the prayer, changing their intention for people rather than for Allah. Level 3 is the most hidden and hardest to recognize. It is split into two parts. The first part, as an example, someone may be doing their acts of worship such as Salat al-Layl in secret with pure intention. Later they find out that someone is aware that they pray Salat al-Layl. Then they become happy that someone knows of it. This happiness that is felt can be very dangerous. If not controlled, it will drive people towards wanting to expose their acts of worship. They deceive themselves thinking they are not doing riya because they did the act in secrecy. They expose their acts by dropping small hints to make people ask them about their worship, changing their intention for the sake of status. The second part is a little more subtle. Someone completes an act with pure intention. They get no happiness from recognition, nor do they try to expose their worship, but they begin to believe they deserve better treatment. They expect to be greeted when they walk in a room, and to get praise. If they ask for something, they would want that task completed quickly. If anyone falls short in meeting these requirements, they take it to heart and get offended finding this treatment unsuitable for someone of their status. People like this expect to be rewarded and treated different for their acts of worship. The recognition and rewards they receive from Allah is no longer enough for them. They begin to seek status among people, losing their akhirah. So we can see that riya comes in different forms and can be hard to recognize. We must strive towards ridding ourselves of riya and not turn our worship against us. Now that we know how to find riya within ourselves, what are some things we can do to rid ourselves from it? First, we must understand that ridding ourselves from riya is difficult. It is not something that can be done overnight. It is a journey that a believer must take, and the first step of that journey is to know what form of riya has manifested in them. To be able to catch ourselves doing riya, one must not be ghafil and be attentive towards their acts of worship. For example, someone can get motivated to fast on mustahab days, but they must be attentive towards the source of motivation. It could be that you read a hadith on the benefits of fasting, or you saw another believer fasting and you got motivated by them. These are positive reasons and there is no riya in your worship. But if you find that your motivation comes from seeking approval of people or want to elevate your status to the same level as someone else, these motivations will affect your intention and you must stop yourself from doing the act and re-evaluate your intention. Next is to control the ego. The reason for this is to understand the source of riya. That's why, if you remove or control the source, you are able to remove or control the symptom. Riya is caused by the love for prominence, which can come in three forms. The first form is love for praise and compliments. Nothing builds the ego up like receiving praise and compliments. One way for the ego to receive this is through Riya. By doing acts of worship in front of others or revealing them after you have completed them, you begin to fish for compliments and praise. You begin to show all your good traits for others to notice and praise you. And your ego drives you to worship for people rather than for Allah. The second form is fear of having a bad reputation. The ego is fearful of being knocked down, especially after it is built so high. It leads someone to do riya in order to avoid criticism. To avoid being called lazy, someone might do mustahab prayers in public. To avoid being called stingy, they talk about all the charity they give, and so on. The third form is greed for what people possess. This ego can be greedy and go after what others possess. For example, if someone in the community is getting praise, the ego can't stand that and might drive someone to reveal their good deeds in order to shift the focus on themselves. Finally, there is a practical step that scholars have recommended to stop yourself from revealing your acts of worship to others. The advice that has been given is to hide your good deeds behind closed doors, the same way you hide your sins. Think of your good deeds as if they are sins. Hide them in the same effort you hide your sins. People are inclined to want to reveal the worship they have done. After all, worship is a positive thing. But revealing them for your status or other reasons, we have mentioned previously, is a negative thing. The best thing to do is not to dwell about the good deeds you have done in the past. If you do, they will constantly be in your mind and the ego might push you to reveal them when the situation arises. Just know that it is enough that Allah has recognized your acts of worship and has recorded them, and no amount of praise from people can elevate your worship, nor can any criticism diminish them.